This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for the venom. This is your IGN review of Marvel's Spider-Man 2 by Simon Cardi. With Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Insomniac has the unenviable task of following up two riveting superhero fantasies, full of excitement and heart. While that may sound like a good problem to have, the question becomes, where do you go from there? Well, its answer is to double down. Double down on Spider-Man. Double down on the size of the map. Double down on explosive action sequences. In doing so, the studio has crafted another consistently exciting roller coaster ride, and the best story of the series yet. But stand the original alongside this sequel in other ways, and it can look a bit like two Spider-Man games pointing at each other. The excellent combat hasn't gotten old, but it is largely the same fun as before, and despite that larger map, most of the open world activities found within it are in desperate need of evolution. The result is a blockbuster in the most modern sense of the word, undeniably thrilling for long stretches, but by the numbers for others. Despite a couple of new tricks up its sleeve, Spider-Man 2's combat is very familiar. It doesn't have that new suit smell anymore, but it still feels incredibly comfy to slip back into. The rhythm of precision dodges, the new perfect parries so you're not only swerving and striking now, and acrobatic finishers are hugely satisfying, as is chasing high-hit combos to keep the fight as stylish as possible. The movement is smooth and the hits are crunching, like some sort of peanut butter hybrid that every one of your foes is allergic to. Power and elegance are brought together in a brick-to-the-face ballet, as enemies are thrown around like dolls, juggled in the air, slammed across concrete floors, and slung into each other like body-armored bowling pins, but naturally never killed. Every bone in their body may be broken and every organ punctured, but of course they'll somehow live to commit crimes again. One area that Insomniac has made improvements in is that Spider-Man 2 offers significantly more in the way of enemy variety, so you'll no longer be battering the same five balaclava bullies with baseball bats. New factions and units, such as flamethrower-wielding cultists that keep you at a distance, flying drones, and hunters who deploy laser grids above your head to limit aerial attacks, keep you on your sticky toes. Certain enemies are weak to different types of abilities, such as electric or symbiote attacks, which also adds an enjoyable extra wrinkle to fights. It's by no means revolutionary stuff, but a welcome added level of complexity that makes you consider which powers or even which Spider-Men are best for a given job. Outside of the likes of Venom, Kraven, and Lizard seen in the trailers, Insomniac has kept many more cards hidden up its sleeve. I won't even hint at any of these, except to say that Spider-Man 2 opens up with a bang, offering up a sense of scale not previously seen in the series. It's an adrenaline-fueled reintroduction to the series that tests how well you remember the combat, as well as providing a few new tricks. In keeping with Insomniac's track record, the music behind it all is stellar, with Miles' and Peter's respective signature tunes playing depending on who you're controlling. It soundtracks a world that looks stunning, even when played in performance mode at a stable 60 FPS as I did for most of my playthrough. In fact, Spider-Man 2 is a technical marvel as a whole. From the near-instant load times, the ability to pinpoint a fast travel location and be there in a second, atmospheric lighting, and crisp reflections, all of the pieces fit into place wonderfully, aside from the very occasional NPC getting stuck where they shouldn't. I can't say that I noticed one dropped frame in my dozens of hours of playing. This allows Spider-Man 2 to shine in its most jaw-dropping moments, of which the main story offers many. as explosive action, sparkling electrical effects, and fittingly slimy symbiote gloop fill the screen. As a sequel in a spectacular series, Marvel's Spider-Man 2 is both blessed and cursed. Its story of two Spider-Men is a great time, and a Spidey fan's dream to play through as comic book pages are brought to life, elegantly walking the tightrope between light humor and heavier themes. Meanwhile, Insomniac refines a successful formula of combat and web swinging without revolutionizing either in major ways, making them comfy and familiar with just enough new tweaks and abilities to elevate them to fun new heights. The part that feels like it actually needed a radical rethinking is the open world of New York City, which has been made bigger but not better, with an exhausting checklist of mostly repetitious side activities. But it's safe to call this another thrilling Spider-Man adventure that delivers Insomniac's best tale yet, and despite its open world falling short, it's a reliably fun superhero power trip, and you know what? Screw it. It really did make me feel like Spider-Man 2. Marvel Spider-Man 2's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Spider-Man 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.